Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Art of Discarding, How to Get Rid of Clutter and Find Joy, by Nagisa Tatsumi is a compelling guide that tackles the often overlooked yet crucial aspect of managing our lives, decluttering. This book does not merely offer tips on organizing stuff, it delves into the philosophy of why we accumulate items in the first place and how letting go can lead to a more fulfilling life. First published in Japan, and having inspired the renowned Marie Kondo, Tatsumi's insights have revolutionized the way people think about their possessions and space. This book bridges practical decluttering actions with psychological insights, making it a transformative read for anyone bogged down by physical and emotional clutter. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the psychology of hoarding, one of the central themes in The Art of Discarding, is understanding the psychology behind why people accumulate items unnecessarily. Nagisa Tatsumi explores the emotional attachments humans develop with objects, ranging from sentimental items to those bought impulsively. She discusses how our belongings often serve as a physical manifestation of our fears, hopes, and memories, causing us to hold on to things long past their utility. Tatsumi suggests practical ways to address these emotional attachments, advocating for a mindful review of what items truly add value to our lives. This examination not only assists in decluttering, but also in preventing future accumulation, leading to a more mindful and intentional way of living. Secondly, the joy of less. Nagisa Tatsumi emphasizes the liberating feeling that comes with discarding items that no longer serve a purpose in our lives. She delineates how reduced belongings can lead to increased physical space, mental clarity, and overall well-being. By purging unnecessary possessions, individuals can focus more on activities and relationships that bring real joy and fulfillment. Tatsumi provides methodologies for identifying what is essential and encourages readers to detach from the surplus that overshadows their daily living. Her approach aims to cultivate a minimalist mindset, promoting a lifestyle that values quality over quantity, ultimately enhancing personal happiness and efficiency. Thirdly, techniques for effective discarding. Throughout the book, Tatsumi offers a variety of strategies to help individuals tackle the intimidating task of decluttering. From practical tips like the one-year rule, where you discard items not used in the past year, to more thoughtful practices like thanking your items, which involves acknowledging the role of possessions in your life before letting them go. She also introduces the concept of categorizing items to prioritize their importance and usefulness. These strategies are designed not only to facilitate the physical act of discarding, but to also make it a respectful and thoughtful process, ensuring that the act of decluttering itself becomes a habit and a joy rather than a chore. Fourthly, impact on relationships and social life. Tatsumi explores how clutter affects more than just physical space. It can also impinge upon relationships and social interactions. Clutter can create a private barrier, making one less inclined to invite others into their homes or lives. By clearing physical space, individuals often find that they are also clearing mental space, which allows for more open and fulfilling interactions with others. This perspective shifts the act of discarding from a solitary practice to a socially enriching activity, helping to improve not only personal spaces, but also personal relationships. Lastly, long-term benefits of a clutter-free lifestyle. Nagisa Tatsumi not only focuses on the immediate benefits of discarding, but also on the long-term lifestyle changes that it can promote. Maintaining a clutter-free environment encourages sustained organizational habits and a clearer mindset towards possessions. This lifestyle promotes sustainability, reduces waste, and fosters a deeper appreciation for what one truly needs. Tatsumi argues that this shift can lead to greater financial savings, reduced stress, and an enhanced sense of personal freedom, proving that the benefits of minimalism extend far beyond aesthetic simplicity. In conclusion, The Art of Discarding by Nagisa Tatsumi is a must-read for anyone feeling overwhelmed by their possessions or looking to simplify their lives. This book is more than just a guide to decluttering. It is a manifesto for a more mindful and joyful way of living. It teaches readers not only how to discard what does not serve them, but also how to cherish what truly matters. Professionals, homemakers, students, essentially anyone navigating the complexities of modern life, can benefit from this book. By embodying the principles laid out by Tatsumi, readers will find themselves less stressed, more organized, and with a renewed joy for life. If you would like to support Nagisa Tatsumi, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.